Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Coming up next is episode 52, featuring Katie Bess and Joel Vollmer. They joined Adam and myself in the studio on September 18th, 2012, and we had a really great time. Lots of fun tangents, lots of great conversations. Check it out. But before we get to the episode itself, a couple things we need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find photos of our guests, bonus tracks, and an archive of all of our episodes. You can also find us on iTunes by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, by searching for Buffering, or by searching for any of our guests' names. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Twitter, at Buffer Podcast, and make sure to follow us. Please follow us, because we'd love to have followers. On our feed, we'll give you updates about the show, release dates, guests, all that fun stuff, so check it out. At Buffer Podcast. That's all the plugs that we have. Enjoy episode 52. Good? Yes?
Yes.
Yes, well, then why don't we get started? So, thank you both for being on the 52nd episode. Joel, Katie, I actually looked this up to see last time, but both of you were on within 7 episodes of now, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, I always am interested when people are on last, so Katie, you're on for episode 45, July 31st, and Joel, you're on June 26th, episode 40. I for some reason, like, with having enough repeat people and having enough episodes under our belt, I thought it'd be interesting to see. I should have probably looked up how many times you've been on the show versus when you've been on the show, as producer Katie actually investigates. But even still, thank you for being on the show.
Woo!
So instead of jumping right into news, I think it's better to give people at home a bit of context as to where both of you are coming from if they're just jumping into the show. So my question for both of you, what are you watching right now? What are you listening to right now?
And what services do you use?
Basically, yes, that too.
Katie?
That stream.
Okay. Well...
Ah.
Just in case we don't, you know, we don't want to leave anything to the imagination. So go ahead.
Right. So I recently got an iPhone. So that's
Yay.
Been...
Woo.
Yay!
Basically, just having a smartphone is a good step up.
Right. So I have a smartphone now. I used to have a dumb phone. It was so dumb that it never even left Verizon. They were like, "Do you want us to take this?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Like, it doesn't even. When it dies, it's dead. Never gonna turn on again.
You didn't victimize it, destroy it, or anything.
She didn't need to.
I didn't. I ran it all the way into the ground. That was good enough for me. I got $10 off. Whatever.
Oh, just
really
by donating
thing.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well, then that'd work. Because I was thinking the first thing I thought of was just teeing it up and sending it home.
Thwack. I have other ones that I can do that with.
Oh, okay.
But this one was worth $10. So
$10.
Either that, or I'm going to go into the Verizon store like once a month, right about when the bill's going to be due, and take another old phone and just keep knocking off $10. No, so I'm. So I'm learning all of these apps, and I'm learning to use the map. I don't have to figure that out. I actually pulled out my paper map the other day, and Joel was like, you don't need that anymore. And I'm like, oh yeah, put it back in the seat.
You actually have a paper map?
I have a paper map because I never had a smartphone.
So is it like comically large where you unfold it and then you can't see through the windshield?
It's actually a really nice one. It's not.
Oh, it is?
I got a really nice one so that I could pull it out when I was driving. It doesn't fold. It doesn't fold hamburger. It only folds hot dog.
Yeah,
I understand what you mean.
It's like a QWERTY fold,
I hadn't heard somebody use that frame of reference in a long time.
Yeah. I actually used it at work last week, and my boss had no idea what I was talking about. And then he thought about it, and he's like, oh, I get, like, an hour and a half later, he comes back, and he's like, I get what you mean by the hamburger and the hot dog. Anyway. I have this, like, it's laminated, and it only folds one way, and it was great to get around traffic, because I'd, like, hit traffic, and I'm like, okay, how can I get around this?
Yeah.
And, you know, I was old school. So I'm using the map. I finally synced my phone to my computer, and then I found out how old my computer is because I can't use iCloud.
Oh.
It's okay. You can still do the same thing.
I can do the same thing. Yeah. But that makes me go, okay, now it's time to get a new computer. And you're like,
just got a new phone.
I just got a new phone. So I've been playing with that. I get to check Facebook. So like today I went on my lunch break and was like, did podcast send me a message before the podcast? Because they normally do and I can check it now. Because otherwise it was like once I rolled out of bed in the morning, I never saw anything else until I rolled back into bed. I had no email. I had no Facebook. It was like, you better send me a text message and you better not send me like the mass text messages. Because I know Adam has gotten the text message from me that says, I just got a blank text message from you. What did it say? Because it was in the group and my phone would just come in as a blank.
At least it got your attention. Message.
Yeah, but then I had to be the dumb person on the dumb phone to be like, what are we saying?
Well, I think Dave still has a dumb phone, so you're not the last to leave the party.
I'm not the last. I'm not. I'm, you know, second.
But what are you doing in terms of like music and video for your new hardware? You know, streamy stuff.
I know. Or streaming stuff.
Or even
Netflix.
Know, Netflix.
Netflix.
What are you watching?
I just finished Mad Men.
Yeah.
All the way through? Like
all the way through. All
right.
Well, is there a fifth season? I've heard rumors.
Yes.
That's not on Netflix.
No.
So I haven't gotten desperate enough to like go find that. Actually, I'm trying to figure out what to watch next.
Okay.
That's where I'm at right now because I finished. But I'm also kind of waiting for, actually, this is interesting. So I'm waiting for all the networks to come back and all my shows to come back on. So I'm starting to watch like the last season finale kind of thing. And I was on the CBS streaming
video
watcher whatever last night. Oh my gosh, I've been on Netflix all summer and now I'm back to the CBS and I'm just like banging my head against the wall because not only do they have one commercial every like 10 minutes or 5 minutes, there's three or four commercials and you have to hit the click to continue. So I'm sitting there, like, cruising the internet. I'm on Pinterest. I'm on Facebook, waiting for the commercials to go through. And all of a sudden, this hedgehog is just staring at me with this creepily cute face. And I'm like, I'm totally like, what do you want?
Come at me.
I'm like, why are you looking at me? And why are you not proceeding forward? And then I see click to continue. And I'm like, dude, that was so like several years ago when these first came out that you had to click to continue through.
Yeah.
But now when you have four commercials, you're going to make me click to continue through all four of them?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Has it crashed on you during a commercial where it just sticks and freezes?
Yes. It did.
Because I know the last time I was there, if you would hit reload for the page, it would reload at the beginning of the show.
Oh yeah.
Can you can you slider it to a specific time, or do you have to commit?
You can slide out, like you can click on a portion, but usually it just crashes again. It doesn't like that very much.
You can do it though. You just have to watch.
And
twice
even
as
if
many
you do it, it does make you watch the commercials again. So like you have the three commercials to get to the first section, and then you advance right away, and you get your three or four commercials before. Hopefully it won't crash during those. I'm not a fan.
But I have to give props to ABC. ABC has decided to do that no matter where you were watching, say you were watching an episode of Castle or something and you got halfway through, when you go back to that page on that episode, it'll go back to where you stopped. Or when it like times out or does something stupid, or I have a really old computer and a bad router, when something happens, you can reload the page and it goes back to exactly where you were watching it.
Yeah.
So
they're better about the cookies on that.
Yeah, they're like Hulu and Netflix.
Yes. Nice.
Nice.
Which is really great. Now it just makes CBS like so
bad.
So very CBS.
I mean, like, I always hated NBC for kind of the same reasons, but I could deal with CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's gonna be really hard to deal with CBS this season.
They don't put most of the shows that they have that I would want to watch. They don't put online anyway.
CBS or NBC?
CBS.
Oh.
What's on these days? I mean, I just finally got my antenna to work. And even then, it's more of a, I forgot that I had it, so I don't use it. So what's live TV at this point? I know Community's coming back with new showrunners, but that's my exposure to primetime.
Like, well, we all know that what I watch is not what you guys watch, for the most part. But
it's probably what I watch.
NCIS and CBS, or in CSI, are still, CSI is still running.
I'm aware of those shows.
There's like two people from the original cast left, I think. So those are on CBS.
And CBS also has The Mentalist.
Oh, yeah.
And the one that started last year that I hope comes back, Person of Interest. I really liked Person of Interest. That was good.
It might.
It reminded me of like old school The Equalizer. Nobody's going to know that, probably.
I miss that one.
but it's like a modern take on that show and pretty cool.
All right. So, Joel, what are you watching streaming-wise or music?
I don't really stream music for the most part.
Okay.
I have a big enough iTunes library. I'd rather have it there. But I use Hulu and Netflix and one channel. Which I kind of feel dirty for using one channel, but at the same time, I can watch all the CBS shows. Like, I can watch the shows that nobody's putting online for me to see.
One channel is just basically independent videos being posted rather than...
Sort of. Okay. The part that makes me feel dirty is you can also go there and, like, let's say... So Judge Dredd, Dredd 3D opens this week?
Yes.
I could probably go on one channel right now and watch that movie.
Ah.
So it's like when Wolverine was leaked, it was up there instantly.
Oh, you betcha.
Okay.
Okay. You so betcha. It's got some bootleg stuff on
it. Oh,
there.
Yeah. When, like, about a week before Brave came out here, it was on one channel, and, and I clicked to watch some of it, and it was hilarious, because... You could tell it was a dude with a camcorder.
Oh, really?
In the theater, like, probably in Hong Kong or something. I don't know, but... and he's videotaping it, but he went to see the 3D version.
Oh,
so as you're watching it on the computer, you can see, like, the weird super image that's happening for the 3D. It was absolutely hysterical. And you can hear people, like, talking behind him and... It's just ridiculous. But for a lot of the stuff that I kind of feel like should be free, or if my timing was better, would have been free, I probably would have watched it on Hulu and it wouldn't have been a problem. So for things like Person of Interest, CBS doesn't put on their site.
On anything.
They don't?
No.
Weird. I actually think I noticed that.
Mentalist is not, you can't watch it on CBS's website. So I could go to one channel and watch that. Same thing with TNT. Because The Closer, awesome show.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot watch shows on TNT unless you have a certain Comcast membership.
I've seen that with a lot of different services. You have to be routed through them, essentially.
Yeah. And since I don't have that, I'm like, well, that sucks. And it used to be that you could. TNT for the longest time.
They stream stuff.
Yeah. So for some of those things, I'm just like, well, I can go to one channel and I can watch it. And oh, well.
And there it is.
Yeah. What am I watching right now? I'm kind of cruising through Firefly as my go-to-bed TV show, because I don't feel bad sleeping through it. What was it? Something else I've been watching. Oh, the one that I'm kind of excited, new show, Go On.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Matthew Perry, that is kind of hysterical.
I like the pilot, but the intro to the second episode was really predictable, played out, where I was like, okay, I know what's going to happen here, and I don't know if I have the attention span to care. But it might have also been like it was one of those, like, I was cleaning at the same time or doing something else. I didn't really commit, but at the same time, I didn't feel latched onto it.
Yeah. Did you watch Mr. Sunshine when it was on, like, a year ago?
I did.
No, I missed that one.
So Mr. Sunshine was hysterical. I'm still upset that they took it off the air.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mr. Sunshine was so far better than Go On, but Go On did have a really good pilot.
It did.
So we'll see. I'm going to give it a chance.
And they do have an interesting cast to try to support it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other one I'm trying to get through, get caught up on, is Ms. Best here got me started on Grimm.
Okay.
And so I'm watching through season one to get caught up with the current show.
So is
that kind of cool?
I mean, the closest show that I know to that is that Once Upon a Time one. That's more very specific with.
Yeah.
Stories.
So this because I actually watch both of them.
Yeah. Can you?
I like that you say that like it's dirty. I don't want people to know this, but I actually watch both of them.
Just wanted to, you know, mention that on this podcast that nobody should know.
Anyway, but so Once Upon a Time is a specific set of characters that are all living in this town, and they're all fairy tale characters that got taken from their fairy tale land and put to a place where there is no happiness or there is no love. And that's this world, which I thought was really funny in the first episode. And so it's all about a specific set of characters, and you learn more and more about their life.
Somebody's Snow White, somebody's Prince right. Charming, somebody's...
Right, but they have this... So it's the same person, but they have like two different lives.
I was going to say the genie.
I don't think anybody's the genie, but there is somebody that's Rumpelstiltskin. Yeah. So then Grimm is more about the Grimm fairy tales and how it's all based on the fact that the Grimm brothers were actually this certain kind of superhuman that could see this other race that is what the Grimm fairy tales were based on. So there really were monsters.
Okay, when you said monsters. Race, I thought they were just like racist and they excluded a certain people from
dealings. Like if somebody's a werewolf, they can see that that's a werewolf.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so it's a person and you could interact with them, you could work with them and never know that they're also a werewolf. But when they get angry or upset or something, they like
they
turn into
the
a
Hulk.
Werewolf. But no. Normal person wouldn't be able to see that, but the Grimm can. So it's...
you're ripping my face off. How are you doing that?
Exactly. What's going on? So he's a homicide detective.
Oh, okay.
And also a Grimm. And so it's... I don't know. So that's how they're different.
Okay.
Same.
So you find it entertaining?
I find both of them entertaining.
Okay.
Grimm is more
Grimm is
fun.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It's gorier and it's more like a crime scene show where every episode is based around a different crime kind of thing.
Case. Yeah.
Different case. Much like a CSI or an NCIS or something. Whereas Once Upon a Time is more drama.
Yeah.
One
it has more
big,
of a
long
storyline.
Story
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Adam, what about you? Are you watching anything new, exciting? Razzmatazzical?
Still ambling through Breaking Bad.
Awesome.
That's what I've been told I should watch next.
Mm-hmm. Yep, shit's getting real. And just perpetually more and more real.
What season are you on?
I think I just ambled my way into season 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're at the chicken restaurant now?
We're a little bit past that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Los pollos hermanos.
Yeah.
Let's see. And then, of course, Katie and I have been recording the new season of Doctor Who and watching that together.
What did you think of the most recent episode?
I liked it. I thought it was great, especially the horse named Susan.
I did like that. I just thought it wrapped up a bit quickly.
Mm.
Like, it's almost like the way it opened and the way that everything started to play out, it's like, oh, this is going to be a two-parter, isn't it? Because that's kind of the pace it started with, was just slow and working on everything, and then it's just like everyone jogged to the finish line.
Yeah.
Well, just I kind of ended.
I think the abrupt ending was a result of the choice of one of the guest characters.
Well, yeah.
So,
Not to give away too many spoilers, but
right.
But I thought that was kind of a cop out, and I wanted to see what your opinion was.
I don't know. I think the pacing didn't really feel too odd to me. Now that I think about it, maybe they did kind of rush to a conclusion right at the end there, pretty abruptly. But at the same time, I thought that they tied it up into a neat little bow very well.
Yes. Yes.
So. Yeah. There were no unanswered questions as far as I was concerned.
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I'm liking the new season. It's good. As far as other things that I'm getting into, I watched on Netflix, I discovered that they recently added the amazing show from the 1990s, Dinosaurs.
Yes, that did come out recently.
And so I had to watch an episode of that, and it was actually pretty entertaining. It held up. And, you know, I was pretty young when that was on originally. But
did you watch it when it was on originally?
I tried to watch it. I think for some reason my folks wouldn't let me watch that one, though, most of the time.
Hmm.
Like, I'd try to watch it, and they'd be like, ooh.
Change channel.
So, yeah. That or else it was just never on when I wanted it to be on. You know how it is.
As a kid without a sufficient TV guide.
Exactly.
Waiting for that one channel just to cycle through.
Yeah. If I watch cartoons on Saturday morning, this show, X-Men, will be on at some point.
Yeah.
Can't remember when. Got to get up early Saturday morning. Good times. Yes. But I think that pretty much does it for me.
Cool.
I was kind of disappointed last night. Katie and I were trying to listen to Two Door Cinema Club's new album, just find it streaming somewhere, and Block Party's new album, but they didn't really have it anywhere that was readily accessible, so we just ended up resorting to YouTube and just watching like the music videos or whatever people had posted. So that was kind of a bummer. It would be nice if there were more services out there. I mean, like NPR will sometimes post an album that you can stream. Like, I know for sure they did it for Gorillaz' Plastic Beach, and they've done it for Arcade Fire albums in the past and stuff like that. But yeah, it would have been nice to,
find them.
Find a way to listen to the album without having to hunt down individual tracks.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But I have a new story that branches off of that incredibly well.
You do?
Yes, the new Green Day CD, Uno, is available for streaming on Green Day's Facebook page.
Excellent.
Like, they just have it set up as a tab, so if you want to listen to the CD before it's available... No, wait, it's available. If you want to listen to it for free, is it available? I swear I went and tried to buy it, and then I felt like I was spending money that I shouldn't spend. And now I feel like looking it up simultaneously will help. And it looks like it's not available yet. But you can find it if you go to their Facebook page, basically just looking for Green Day online. They have one of those like tab thingies that Timeline has.
Cool.
So you can listen to it there, much like other CDs that we've mentioned were streaming, like Tenacious D's new album before that came out. Bob Dylan's was before that came out. Something else, the XX. That was the other one.
Yeah. It would be awesome if more bands would do that, for sure.
So you know what I just remembered?
Yes. No. Tell us.
Does anybody remember MySpace?
What?
I know.
Yes.
MySpace?
I was actually looking for I don't know if it's older service, but Adam, do you remember using NoteMine?
Yes.
I was looking for that recently, and that does not exist anymore.
Oh, really?
Anyway, I had a comment to do with that.
Was it Boxed Thoughts before that? Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
You talking about like streaming an album before it comes out and being on the Facebook page made me remember that was a facet of MySpace.
That still is a facet.
Yeah.
MySpace still exists?
Yeah, it's owned partially by Justin Timberlake.
Really?
Yeah, he owns a controlling percentage of it.
Okay.
So he kind of... I would say he's at the helm, but more like what's that phrase? The power behind the throne.
I was like, puppet master?
I wonder if he could help me reset my password.
But yeah, it's they're still trying to do the music based.
Yeah, because that's what I used to. I remember this now. I would, back before Facebook would let non-university students be on, I would have a MySpace to talk to like people that weren't at college or something, and I would specifically go into MySpace to stream like Quiet Drive, which is a Minnesota band. Mm-hmm. They would put up their new songs and or different like popular songs off of their album, and I could stream those without having to buy them. And until you said that about Facebook, I was like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot. I use iTunes and I use Pandora and I use the radio, and I forgot about all of these different music venue things online.
Yeah.
I just don't use them. it was fascinating to me.
Well, yeah, when I was trying to hunt down like Two Door Cinema Club tracks, for example, for their new album, you know, the first thing you do is you go to their website, and usually they have them streaming there.
Right.
But they didn't have them even have them streaming there. So, you know, I like to know what I'm getting into before I actually go out and buy.
Fair enough. So along that, I know this happened a long time ago.
Yes.
But I'm bringing it up now. Sometime in the past, iTunes went from their 30-second preview to a minute and a half.
Yes, except for videos. Videos are hit and miss.
Okay. And I was contemplating this last week because I was like, you know, I was doing the same thing. I was like, do I want to buy this album? And I was like, oh, well, I'll just listen to the previews. And they have a new button. Okay. By new, I mean I haven't seen it before.
New to you.
It's new to me.
Therefore, it is new.
If you go to the specific like album page,
mm-hmm.
that you can hit play all, and it'll... Instead of having to click play for each one, you can play mm-hmm. through all of them.
Yes.
That's what that means.
play all. I get it now.
I felt like, so they're a minute and a half. I'm listening to half of the song virtually
mm-hmm.
without having to buy it. I can, like, that got my, like, I wanted to listen to the Eli Young Band, and I was like, I just listened to the minute and a half preview of all these songs, and I feel like I've quenched my thirst. I'm going to move on. And I haven't bought the album now because I got that much out of it.
You know, I actually got that same vibe from watching a trailer to a movie. Is I was hankering for, I think it was Big Fish.
Mm.
And so I put it in and I was bombing around on the DVD menu for a second and a half. And I found the trailer and I just watched the trailer. I was like, you know, I think I saw everything I really wanted to see. I'm good here.
Why did I buy that on VHS? Now I can't watch it.
Man, that was like a good trailer.
It was like the last yeah. VHS I ever bought.
That's very all-encompassing.
Yeah. So I was wondering if you guys think, like, are they hampering sales by having such a long preview? Is that helping them or hurting them?
I'd say it's probably helping.
You think it's helping?
Probably helping.
Because I feel like the 30-second... I mean, they probably wouldn't have done it if it wasn't helping, but... The 30-second totally was like, oh, that's awesome. I'm going to buy that song. Or it depended on where it hit in the song.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That was the big
thing.
Well,
that was
the
problem with
the
30-second preview.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they'd put it in the part that you're like,
I got a chorus and a drum solo. What?
Or just a drum solo. Yeah. That happened to me a lot.
Because everyone had to go out and buy an Agata DeVita.
Or if it's a techno track, it's just dum, 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 dum.
I forget what song
it was. To be fair, that
was,
might be the whole thing.
True.
I can remember, there was like a classic rock song that I was trying to track down and found it. It was one of these songs that has like a 3-minute slow intro.
Oh, yeah.
And the 30-second preview was from that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no idea if it was the song I was actually looking for.
Right.
It was just like slow guitar.
Slow so it was Hotel California and I still would have picked up on it.
It wasn't Hotel California.
I feel like that's pretty distinctive from the get-go.
Yeah.
There are certain solo like intros like that that you'd be like...
Come Sail Away.
Yeah, you would just know.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's an obscure that you were trying to... That was not helpful.
It was not.
I'm kind of intrigued, though. What was it?
I can't remember.
You never tracked it down.
This was the problem. Because at the time, I could not remember the name of the song. But I remembered who the band was, who now it eludes me because this was quite some time ago. But I basically looked up the band and I was going through the songs trying to figure out which song was the one I was looking for.
Right.
And on most of the songs I hit, the 30 seconds I heard were, for all intents and purposes, just useless because it was like end of chorus into drum solo.
Yeah.
I have experienced a very similar phenomenon, but it's within my own music collection. When your music collection hits that point where it's so big that you'll think of like a 5-second portion of a song and you're like, oh, I just need to hear that one guitar lick and I'll be good. And then you end up searching through your entire iTunes library, which is up to like a month's worth of listening now for me, if not a month and a half. But you just can't find it. You can't think of the song or the album or the band. You can just hear this one little 5-second clip in your head and nothing else. No lyrics, no nothing. It's happened to me more times than I care to mention.
Have you ever tried SoundHound?
Yes, but that's not enough.
Not enough? Oh, 5 seconds? I wasn't sure. I know you can sing into it and it works.
It'll be literally like that much, and then
it. Oh, you know what it is? It's like trying to find Phil Collins in the Air Tonight just for the drum solo. I understand.
Yes, yes.
But you
can't think of. You can't figure out
if
that
I didn't
Phil
know
Collins
what it was. I was almost going to say Michael Collins, so I was already wandering away.
Yeah.
On a similar note, slightly different but similar. So I have the Shazam app, and I hardly ever use it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I've used it twice, and I know this for a fact. I've used it exactly twice. The second time was this past week. Because I heard a song and I was like, it was driving me nuts in the same way that yours was driving you nuts.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, I know this song from somewhere. Where do I know that? Who is this? This is driving me up a wall. So I grab my phone, pull up Shazam. I'm like trying to reach up towards the speaker installed in the store that plays the music in the background and like, please pick it up. I know it's quiet, but please do it. And everybody's looking at me like I'm a maniac. Like, what's the strange man doing?
Oh, I've totally done that in stores before.
Yeah. And it pulls up the song, which is Santa Fe by Beirut.
Huh.
Yeah. Good song.
Which is the song that I used Shazam for the first time. So I've used Shazam two times, both to figure out that Santa Fe by Beirut is Santa Fe by Beirut.
Oh, man.
Does Shazam do singing like SoundHound does?
You know, I don't know. I actually switched over to SoundHound at Wheels' recommendation and then discovered that it did have the singing, but I don't know if, Shazam, I don't think it's gotten that far yet. But not to change gears too quickly, but we are getting up upon game time. But I do have one more story I wanted to give honorable mention to, because this is interesting live streaming stuff. It's that Jon Stewart and Bill O'Reilly will be facing off in a debate about upcoming political whatnot. And it will be live streaming at therumble2012.com. I'm trying to find the actual date of the October 6th.
It's going down.
Is there a mediator for those two?
I imagine there is, but the
please
article.
Please let it be Larry King.
That I found from HollywoodReporter.com.
Yeah. They totally announced it on The Daily Show last night, too.
Yes. So October 6th, therumble2012.com. Bill O'Reilly, Jon Stewart debating current political topics.
Awesome.
So something interesting live streaming that people can watch.
I think Jon Stewart said it was going to be pay to watch, though.
That it's $5 to see it live at George Washington University in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But it's everyone else has been advertising free for streaming. Because all the money for the $5 tickets is going to charity, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Hey, guys. Dan here with a quick editor's note. Adam was right. I was wrong. It's going to be $4.95 pay-per-view to watch the Rumble 2012. They were selling tickets for seats for $100, but it will be just under $5 to view online. The Rumble 2012.com.
So, yeah, before we transition into the game portion of the show, you can also hear Buffering while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory or storage wasted. Available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
That is right.
And now it's game time.
Yes.
Can I throw out one news item
yes,
that I'm excited
yes,
about?
Yes, please, yes. please, please.
This kind of fits with the general tone. So, tomorrow, iOS 6.
Yes.
I'm long-awaited. So excited.
I was trying to think of a way to bridge that into the episode, like focusing on something streaming with it, because, I mean, the big thing with iOS 5 that I love is that so many more things will connect to the Apple TV, so I can stream yep. stuff from my phone to my Apple TV to my HDTV, so I get that we get that streaming aspect in there.
So,
being an insider-ish, Lee.
The things I'm really excited, turn-by-turn navigation.
Yes.
So excited for
new
that.
Maps.
The new maps.
I don't
awesome.
Have to hit the next?
Not anymore.
No.
Yay!
It will literally tell you when to turn. And do traffic updates, and it will suggest, like, rerouting.
Right.
And Siri will give you sports scores and movie times and all sorts of stuff it doesn't do now.
Is geofencing coming anytime soon? Because I've been waiting for that for an iOS.
That I don't know.
What's geofencing?
Geofencing is...
Is that like where you fight with people with this, like your phone as a sword from across the globe?
I mean, you know, they kind of had that with the, you know, you had the lightsaber app.
Yeah.
But it instead, what it is using Siri and saying, remind me to buy milk when I go to the store. Or remind me to...
Yeah, it does that.
But it doesn't have the location base that, like, every time I've tried to use it for a reminder on the task list, which is where it's supposed to be.
But, I mean, you could plug in the address.
Yeah, you can do that, but it's like it won't set it up where once you reach that location, it'll... Or maybe you have to show me after the show, because I haven't seen that yet.
I know you can bookmark things in Maps.
But it doesn't, like, a notification doesn't come up the moment that you get to a certain address that you plug in through, like, a task or something like that.
I thought it did.
It does.
What the fuck's wrong with my phone, then?
I have all sorts of location-based reminders. And it's, like, I have one that tells me to draw as soon as I get home. And I literally drive in front of my building, and it goes off.
I've been waiting there for ages. Where
yeah,
is
no,
it?
It's there.
God damn it.
It's right in reminders.
Yeah, and every time it doesn't have that location.
No, when
for
you
me.
Set up when you set up a reminder.
I'm going to set one up. Well,
we could do this after the show.
Let's do it right now.
Talk right now.
To play the game that we need. Okay, so I'm setting
iPhone.
Okay.
iPhone.
So play the damn game is my reminder so that it goes off right now.
Okay.
Okay, so
look,
show more.
Tap on your reminder.
Did that.
Okay. And it says, remind me what?
Never.
Okay. Maybe you should tap that.
Okay, that honestly, that honestly was not there before. I honestly set it up for a date, and I set it up for a time.
I know. People do that all the time.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
No, you just have to tell it if it's a time or a location.
Maybe you should tap that, Dan.
You should tap that, Dan.
Also,
yeah. It sounds like you're
killing things. I'm killing things with my Android phone.
It sounds like you're killing beanbags. Like I hear them falling yeah. out.
The only thing you're killing is your battery.
Drew.
Ooh. Techno burn.
My battery can last for 2 days with the Wi-Fi turned on and 4G turned on. Can your iPhone 4S do that?
Yeah, if I do nothing with my phone, it will stay on for a long, long time too.
Yeah, what was the most recent the most recent standby time that they listed for the webinar thing, whatever the keynote that they did
yeah.
was it's 266 hours for the iPhone 5.
The new one's insane, yeah.
Oh, those absolutely poor insane bean bags. Leave them alone.
It actually kind of sounded like he was cutting apart vampires.
Cutting apart.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like it's that very metallic.
Metallic squishy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Edward, knock it off.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so I have an interesting idea. I guess there aren't really that many good names in it, though. Okay, I rescind my other option, and...
What movie, or what, movie?
I'm
what game are we playing?
Movie Bluff.
Okay.
Movie
okay.
Bluff.
Thank yes. God.
Yeah, well, because every other game will go on forever, or I'd have to preset things. But the first thing I was thinking of was I listened to Shrek on listentoamovie.com at work today, so I'm going to say Shrek cast Katie.
Eddie Murphy cast.
Was that in 1984?
It was like 1999, I believe.
That's as far as we made it, really?
That's right.
2001, really?
Wow.
Serious?
I guess. So says producer Katie.
Michael Myers.
And then...
Cast.
Ooh. Okay. Cameron Diaz. And I will also say cast.
Damn, I wanted movie. Hell. I mean, there's... Okay, I'll say John Lithgow movie.
Thank you.
I actually wasn't sure. I wasn't comfortable at first. I was like, what would there be? But there are a couple good ones for him, so.
Yeah. I'm sure that there are.
TV shows, movies.
And TV shows.
TV shows count.
Yes, okay. TV shows do count.
That makes it easier.
If this is who I think it of, Third Rock from the Sun? Is that him?
Lock it in.
We're all playing against each other, so we can't...
Oh, sorry.
Yep.
No pressure.
Cast.
If it's not, I will just call bluff.
She locked it in, Joel.
Cast. For Third Rock?
Yep.
Dear God.
Sorry.
I've got at least three. Four.
I've got my old standby.
I like my old standby because it's just a weird one.
Okay, here we go. Stuart French. Movie.
You're bluffing. Stuart French was not in Third Rock from the Sun?
Judges
would say his name's French Stewart. You had it backwards.
Did I?
Yeah, you said Stuart French.
That should still totally count.
I wasn't sure if you were saying that with the comma or not.
I was doing it like SAT test.
Fill your scan.
You did not say comma.
The comma is implied.
Stuart French. I didn't know what to say to him. Go back here now.
Go. Yeah. So it falls to me to name someone from the cast of Third Rock from the Sun. And I will say Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie.
Okay. Next round's the spike round. So this round will be... Oh, I can't think of the name. Okay, so I won't go with that one. I'll go with Dark Knight Rises cast.
People. What's his name? Oh my gosh, this is sad. I haven't seen it yet, actually.
Me neither.
Huh.
Christian Bale movie.
Okay.
Right? No. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Oh. Yeah. You're good. Newsies cast.
Bill Pullman movie.
Do
You'd know him if you saw him.
I know. That's always the problem with this game.
That and Pullman Paxton. That's never fun. There are two guys named Bill. One's Pullman, one's Paxton. They look...
Oh, that went... I was still trying to think of a movie, so I was like...
Well, I'll not take you further and further off the track.
Yeah. Bluff? That's all I got.
Okay. He was in Independence Day. He was the president.
Right. And so he was one of those people that was like...
Somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I will say Independence Day cast to Adam.
Okay. And I will say... Will I say?
I think so.
Are you going to get jiggy with it?
Yeah, I am. Will Smith, movie. Just bust gonna... it right open.
Yeah, I will say Enemy of the State cast.
Enemy in the State.
Two easy ones to go with.
Yeah. I mean, I have my go-to for that, but I know there are a couple... other good choices. Like the lingerie sales lady.
That's your choice?
No, that's one of the other options that's out there because I remember that scene as being as awkward as I assume it was.
Owen Wilson movie.
No?
No.
I haven't seen Enemy of the State.
Oh, that's right. Jack Black was in it too.
Jack Black's in it? Jason Lee.
Who did he play?
He was the guy with the tape.
Oh, God, that's right.
And, of course, Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman was my go-to. Yeah. Yay for a point for me.
Congratulations.
Joel.
John Voight, I think, was in it.
Yeah. Who was the person who was knocked off? I can't remember the politician. But even so... Joel, you were the first one out, so you start, and it goes to Katie.
And Dan, you got the point.
Yes.
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 Okay. Let's see here.
Damn you, Owen Wilson!
Okay. Owen Wilson.
Yeah, I wanted it.
Movie. My broken nose is so charming.
So charming. Let's see.
So many options.
I know, that's kind of the problem right now.
Say something!
I know!
I feel like there's only one.
There are a few, depending.
There's a couple.
I know what I would say.
So what would you say your gut reaction is that you have to...
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson in Owen Wilson.
In Owen Wilson.
Ew. So I'm going to say Owen Wilson, and you're going to say a movie that Owen Wilson was in. Ready?
What's really funny is that I'm blanking on all the titles. That's why I'm
You can picture all the posters and whatnot. Yeah.
We talked about one just the other day.
One. Two. Three. Okay, Owen Wilson.
Dumb and Dumber? Cast?
No.
Didn't they do a remake with him?
No.
Damn.
And that was Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, Dumber.
And no, he wasn't in that either.
Oh.
So I'm on...
That is an epic fail.
Owen Wilson movie. So I will...
Oh, Shanghai...
Katie! Katie Best!
If you hadn't Katie locked in your Best. Answer...
nice.
And I was so good at this game. I was worried that it was going to go that way, and I didn't want it to. So instead, I will say Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou cast.
Bill Murray movie.
I have a rule question after we get past Joel's answer.
You do?
Yes. Because I assume that I know the answer, but it's kind of interesting to look at it juxtaposed against other rules that we have.
I guess I'm going to go with Ghostbusters.
Okay.
And I am going to say cast.
Rick Moranis cast. And before you answer, Wes Anderson is noted for using a lot of the same actors consistently.
Ooh.
Although I know it's not a series or anything like that, I wanted to verify that they are independent of each other.
Wow. Yeah.
Because, I mean, they are. They are separate, but they are so consistent in terms of cast that I wanted to at least bring it up as kind of a gray area.
Yeah, that is a gray area. That's a very good point.
Okay, Rick Moranis, cast again for Ghostbusters.
Right.
Wanted to bring that up.
Yeah. Sigourney Weaver movie.
Which alien movie to choose?
Which way will you get Dan out?
You know what? I'm going to go with Alien.
Pass. I haven't seen any of them.
You're going to bow out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have fun.
Rick Moranis?
Bluff.
I didn't lock it in. I didn't lock it in.
Metallica? More strong.
What don't kill you make you more strong.
Now try to think of somebody from Alien.
James Earl Jones as the alien.
Bluff.
I didn't lock it in again. Let's see. Okay,
that bluff is ready to go at any time.
Let's see. Okay, so
bluff.
So maybe I do know someone from this movie. Don't be, you know, judging. No, I really don't know.
All right,
I haven't seen Alien. I've seen bits and pieces.
I know the guy that had the alien come out of his chest was in Spaceballs, but mm-hmm. I don't know who he was.
Yeah.
Who can you name another notable actor from Alien?
Because do I need to?
No, you don't need to. You've already won the round.
I believe. So I know the guy from Terminator was in it. Michael something. I can never remember his last name, but he was in it. Michael Bain. I believe Bill Paxton was actually in it.
I'd believe you. I have no idea.
Producer Katie is shaking her head.
Yeah, she's got puffed out lips.
Are you looking at Alien? No. Aliens? Alien Resurrection?
Just Alien.
Just singular.
Yeah.
But, I mean, anyway, you got it anyway.
Woohoo! Maybe I'm thinking of Aliens.
Possibly. Joel has a point. Dan has a point.
Katie starts, goes to Joel.
Yes, you were thinking of Aliens.
Be kind.
And producer Katie has said that you were thinking of Aliens.
Plural.
Multiple. Breakaway cast?
Oh, look at you. Nice.
I had to get points back somehow.
Hmm.
Brownie points, not actual game points.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually it's softball, but obviously you're speaking a language that Joel understands.
Mm-hmm. At this point, it is softball, but depending on how I answer it, it could go rampantly.
Well, it's
down
a softball to him and not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a shot put to me.
Yeah. So the question is, to
toast?
Immediately eliminate Adam and Dan, and make this a two-person battle.
Except...
Usually we try to do the hacky sack, you know, one full round, and then you stab somebody in the eye.
Well, I do have to pee, so I'll hurry back. Just
okay. KO. I'm gonna go with Dennis Quaid.
Really?
Really?
Okay.
That's the softball.
That is the softball. Well, no, there's one that could be a bigger softball, but Dennis Quaid's pretty
Dennis Quaid.
Easy. Dennis Quaid, and I'm going to say movie.
Okay. Never mind my bladder. Dennis Quaid. He's been in things that I've seen. And I know exactly what he looks like. Okay. I got it. Remember the Titans movie. You're not allowed to.
Technically, Dan.
Oh, Dan.
Dan has to bluff him.
But I had the eyebrows up to what? So, I mean, they're right that you're wrong. That
so,
I don't believe that Dennis Quaid is in it. So, for producer Katie is verifying just in case he wasn't like an extraneous parent or something.
Oh
look, Dennis Quaid here in the background.
He was fan number two at the last game.
What's funnier is I know exactly what movie he's thinking of.
He was totally a football coach in a movie that was not Remember the Titans.
No, he wasn't.
No, but I know what movie you're talking about now. Thank you.
Right idea. Right thematic choice. Wrong sport.
Because you were thinking of The Rookie.
Probably.
Ding!
Okay, well, I'll be back. I'm out.
Bathroom. But I will say movie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
In Good Company.
I hope that got picked up.
My evil twin is in that.
Which Delta one? Grace. Yeah, we got that. Cast. No, movie.
More Dennis Quaid.
Okay. Thank God. Although Adam did give me Topher Grace, so right. I would have had at least one. In Good Company? I have no idea what that movie is.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Oh, wait. I remember that
Dennis
one.
Dennis Quaid.
Never saw it, but I know of it. I just remember the poster.
See? That's how I am.
Topher Grace is kind of snarky looking, I believe.
Yeah.
I kept going to Randy Quaid. Like,
yeah, he's brothers.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. I
you
got
never
that.
Know it.
But it's just like last name's like Quaid. No, Randy Quaid. No. No. That's Quaid.
Okay.
Ooh. I have a really bad one.
I do too. And I can remember the movie. I can remember people in it.
But the title is...
I cannot remember the title.
It's the worst.
So I'm racking my brain to figure out what else he was in.
I was just like the sound of discovery. Because, I mean, obviously there's a visual element that we all get to take in, but even when people get to hear, it's like, oh, she just got it. She just got it.
No mistake.
Because, I mean, it'd be distinguishable from, like, I just sat in something, ooh. Something
it was
smells
very
bad,
high-pitched. You could actually see the light bulb when that sound
yes,
off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I did not get this long for Owen Wilson.
Pandorum.
What?
Why are you doing a...
It's a current movie. He was in a movie called Pandorum. It was out like a couple years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Pam Dorum, like
no,
somebody's
no,
name.
No,
I was
no.
just like, no, she said movie.
No, like Pandora, but
Pandorum. Pandorum.
And I'm going to go with movie?
Yeah, that sounds good. I seriously heard Pam Dorum. I was like, who the fuck's Pam Dorum? Dennis Quaid movie that... Okay, I will say... I believe it's called Yours, Mine, and Ours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And...
Oh, that's so much better.
I'm tempted... I'm going to say Cast.
You're mean.
We've been cycling
that,
a bit.
What is that chick's name?
Exactly. I had to... look at her face for a while to remember. But there are a couple youngins who are recognizable, since I think everyone knows which movie it is.
Right. Except for the fact that now I'm mixing up the kids between that and...
Cheaper by the Dozen?
And Cheaper by the Dozen.
Which was the better
of the two movies.
So
I've already thought of two haven't seen of either. Cheaper of the Dozen kids and not any of Yours Mine and Ours kids. And I'm like...
You could always bluff.
It's the point in the game where the grunge noise comes out.
Yeah.
I do every time.
It's the vocalization of thought. Just,
exactly. It also means a really creepy Asian person is going to kill you.
It also means that a really creepy alien is going to kill you.
Or I have
I wouldn't
a
know.
Baseball card in my spokes.
Yep. Okay.
I preferred
what is her name?
In the front fork.
Never did that.
It sounded like a dirt bike. It was awesome.
Was her name Pam Dorum?
Who the fuck is Pam Dorum?
How did you know that?
Pam Dorum. For
Pam Dorum. Pam Dorum. He doesn't exist as far as I'm aware.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. She doesn't exist and she has her own theme song. What can you do?
Amazing.
You got anything for us?
And it's a no? Western.
Okay,
theme
I think
song.
I figured out the chick's name.
Okay.
Susan Lennart.
She's just gonna drop it
cast.
And walk away.
Cast.
Who?
Yeah, I actually want to know who?
Susan Lennart. Wow.
But she did say cast.
You did say cast.
I did say cast.
Oh my god, I'm in such a conundrum right now.
Susan Lennart? Lennart.
Mm-hmm, Lennart.
Lennard.
Oh my god.
Adam, are you just going over Dennis Quaid movies over there?
No, actually, I got distracted by the new... this is clearly a response to the iPhone 5 announcement, but there is a new Droid Razr out called the Droid Razr M, and basically the entire front of the phone is the screen. There is like no black edges. That's impressive. It looks really cool. I just
sounds like I would break
was
it
looking
really
at the
fast.
Email.
Yeah, me too.
And I love my phone. And before I saw this, I was like, oh, there's like nothing that I would change about this phone. It's great. And then, of course, they expand the screen to the entire surface of the front of the phone.
So yeah. Susan Lennart.
Now I'm feeling inadequate.
I so don't want to bluff Katie, though.
But not really. I still love my phone.
Oh, this sucks.
I like this maniac laugh. I want this to go somewhere.
Oh my god.
I want the bluff now. Oh, she's looking at porn.
God.
Producer.
I knew she was
you know what?
Blushing over there for a reason.
God. Okay. So I am going to go with Hilary Duff and movie.
I'm pretty sure that she wasn't in it, so I'm going to call shenanigans on Hilary Duff being in Yours, Mine, and Ours.
And you'd be right. She was in Cheaper by the Dozen.
She was in Cheaper by the Dozen and not whatever movie you guys have been talking about for the last 10
Susan
minutes.
Susan Lennart.
Lennart.
I couldn't find any Susan.
There were no Susans.
She could have said Susan B. Anthony and she'd have been equally as right.
Susan
Although,
Lennart is one of the vendors.
Someone might have had a Susan B. Anthony dollar
at the
in
time.
Their pocket in the movie.
So that means it goes back to me.
Oh, I'm in so much trouble now.
To Susan Lennart cast.
better you than me.
So that means I will go with Rene Russo.
Oh, that's her name.
Movie.
What is going on here?
Kate is enjoying the fact that Susan Lennart got through.
She,
because who the fuck is Susan Lennart? She's friends with Pam Dora.
Pam Dora and Susan Lennart, Academy Award winning
duo.
Nothings.
So Renee Russo.
Renee Russo.
Or Russo.
Russo. God.
This episode of Buffering Podcast featuring Pam Dorham and Susan Lennart.
God.
What you got?
The Net? Movie?
I'm going to say no. Sandra Bullock.
I think if you're going to fake, you need to fake with more confidence.
Because you sold Susan Lennart to the point where it's like,
do it again.
Can't
I
get
could
too.
Do it again. It used all of it.
Use all of your gumption. But by getting
focused all of my bluffing powers into Susan Lennart.
I had to bluff him. That's hard.
By getting that second point, it's actually a perfect time for us to wrap up. So, Katie, since you were the last one,
I'm awarding you an honorary point for Susan Lennart.
Thank you.
So, since you have the honorary point, then do you have anything to plug that's going on Friday or thereafter, or that Twitter or something?
Things. You can find me on Twitter at bestbug.
Yep.
I can verify my handle better than I do, just in case.
Oh, I posted something about it. So.
I know I got the email.
Yeah.
And I accepted him. It all happened in the same day. It was very.
Ta-da.
It was like the most thing to happen on Twitter in like 3 years. So you can find me, but I'm not gonna post anything. And
for the most interesting feed you will ever see at Best Bug.
If your goal is to follow a lot of people but not get a lot of updates, choose me.
She also lets Pam Dorham and Susan Lennart update her Twitter.
I do. Anyways, there is also a craft show that's going to be going on at Hinckley High School the first weekend in November, also known as Widow's Weekend. And I will be displaying my wares.
Hinckley, Minnesota.
In Hinckley, Minnesota. You can go to Toby's. You could go to Toby's. And then you could come to the high school and then you could drive home. And it would be a perfectly awesome weekend. You can count how many hunters you see on 35. I think it sounds like a fabulous
You could weekend. Go gamble.
You could go gamble too. You could shoot a deer if you really wanted to.
Oh.
But not all at the same time.
Please, you know, clean the deer after you come to the craft show. That would be helpful. I don't really want to... Bull.
Yeah.
Or, that'd just be gross.
or kill it after, you know.
I don't even care if you kill it before. Just clean it afterwards. We don't need deer blood everywhere. I'm sorry. It's all like focused around the fact that it's deer hunting opener is the same weekend.
Oh, okay.
As this show, hence why it's called Widow's Weekend.
Because a lot of people are going to get shot. That's what I thought it was at first. Hunting accidents.
It's not,
the new holiday.
It's not really a cities thing. We don't really get it. But if you don't live in the cities and you live in the more rural areas, then you would know about this phenomenon every year.
All the men folk just disappear.
They do. And they go shoot things.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but that's what I got. So, Joel.
Joel, what about you?
Well, I believe that the date coming up is October 6th is FallCon, which happens at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. I think it's in the Education Building this year. It bumps around, but if you go to their website, you can track it down easy enough. And it's a local comic convention. There'll be a good list of people out there. I'm putting together a couple limited edition prints.
Cool.
To sell while I'm there. Aside from that, the other thing that I could plug and will, starting October 27th at the Minneapolis College of Art and Design through their continuing studies program, I will be teaching a class on Introduction to Illustrator.
Hmm.
And it runs until Saturday, November 17th. So it's a, what, three-week?
Three-week course?
Three-week? Four-week.
Four.
Five-week?
Could be.
I lost track of where it started.
What did you say?
Four-week.
Like 4 week.
It's a four-Saturdays course. It's a long Saturday, but if you are interested in learning about Adobe Illustrator and have never touched it before, we will get you up and running with it.
Cool.
So that should be pretty cool. Enroll through MCAD's Continuing Studies. If you want to find me, there are plenty of places. There's joelvollmer.blogspot.com, fingertwitchings.wordpress.com, joelvollmer.wordpress.com, and on the Twitter, Joel A. Vollmer, at Joel A. Vollmer?
Yeah.
I'm still learning the
lingo.
The lingo of Twitter.
Yeah, so it's at Joel A. Vollmer.
Yeah, there you go.
Cool. Adam, how about you?
Well, there are two more weekends left to go see the Court Revelers.
Huzzah.
Huzzah!
At... Were you going to add something, Joel?
He was just
huzzah.
Thank you.
He's winding up for the pitch.
yes, which means you still have opportunities to go see the aforementioned group to avoid more huzzahs. And you can see us at Chateau Vino at 11:15, the Queen's Pub at 2:30, and the Queen's Pub again at 5 o'clock. We do have CDs for sale. You can find us at courtrevelershuzzah.com.
Oh, yeah, huzzah, sorry.
And, yeah, so come on out. Check out the Renaissance Festival. You can also find me on Twitter. If you follow me, maybe I'll finally post something. And you can find out what I've been listening to lately on Last FM. And you can also find Pam Dorham in Mesquite, Texas. She's also on Google Plus and MySpace. And you
I'm
can
glad
find
she exists.
I'm sure she appreciates
and,
that.
I'm going to send her new theme song.
And Susan Lennart is a wonderful jeweler and mixed media artist.
I know. I already said that. I told him. I go, this is it's a gal that I buy for the store from. That's how I knew the name. It's actually Susan Lennart Kramer.
Kazmer.
Yes.
And she also has a blog spot as well as a...
What random plugs today.
SusanLennartKazmer.net.
Oh.
As well.
So, could not lock down the .com.
Yes. Susan Lennart Kazmer, transforming the ordinary. Yes. So I think that pretty much does it for me.
Okay. I don't have anything personal to plug, but I will say with the mention of the Rumble2012.com that everyone should make sure that they're registered to vote and ready to go, and they know where they're supposed to vote and everything they're supposed to vote on, depending on what precinct they're in. So everyone, check that shit out. I don't know.
Yeah. League of Women Voters.
Yeah, I need to do that.
All that stuff.
Because I mean,
is
know.
That out yet?
I don't know. I mean, you know, if you turn on the news, you hear a lot of stuff, but it's more making sure that people are registered to vote because that's.
Can't you vote or can't you register day of in the state of Minnesota?
Yeah, but it's a bitch and you have to wait in the line. So if you...
It's not that much of a bitch. You just have to wait in the line because they used to do it all the time.
You just have to have, I think, driver's license and a utility bill.
And a utility bill. They do take Netflix.
I totally thought you said...
Yes, because it is something that will...
So not a utility.
But it's coming to your address.
I totally thought you said utility belt. You need a utility belt to vote.
My anti-shark spray.
Throw your batarang at the checkbox for the candidate you wish to vote for.
Though I'm still pissed that Minnesota doesn't have the slot machine voting. That's always made me sad. But make sure that you're registered to vote. You can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, W-H-E-L-A-N. And that's really all I have, too. So thank you for listening to episode 52. Thank you both for being on the 52nd episode.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo.
Pam Lennart. No, Pam.
Pamlin, Pam Dorum.
Pam Dorum.
And Susan Lennard.
Pam Susan's sister.
And be sure to catch Dennis Quaid's performance in Remember the Titans.
Among other things.
So, he looks significantly different than normal.
All right, who does play the coach?
I think it's Denzel Washington.
Yeah. He's kind of black. But yes, thank you for listening, and we'll see everybody next week.
Dennis Bye. Quaid, you're looking very Denzel today. Never mind. Bye-bye.
Bye.